neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Great simcha and joy when we walk in. So now there are many pesukim that is suggested to go through. אז רבינו בן ישחי, הרב יוסף חיים מברדד, זכותו מרן עלינו. הרב brings in לשון חכמים, and today they have מסידורים, that is good to repeat these פסוקים, such as, בנוח מסכים בעיני השם, לפתור ברב מיום נכון השם מביא, you see in סידורים, there are many פסוקים, you repeat 10 times, 12 times, פתח אליה הנמיס החולטוב, and there are other tefillot that have brings. So you estimate according to Shalom Bayit and so on. Bezat Hashem de Mincha, Navid will be early, so you arrive home soon to go through this pesukim. Bezat Hashem with a good, blessed foundation for the whole year.
Amen.
Amen. So now, after Kiddush and Netilat Yadayim, Hamotzila Haminaritz, the simanim that is brought, there's an order of which one you should say first, second, and third. So there are different minhagim, at least three main ones. The one says first, apple, one says tamar. So they are good. So there are differences in, first of all, the brachot that we have to say. And the other thing is, as far as the importance and what the message of this Yehi Ratzon is all about. Before we get to the main point, you have a choice after Hamotzi Lachem Min Haaretz, either when we start, because we have to say Haetz, which fruit we say Haetz on, date, we check it, make sure that there's no guest inside, because it becomes Basari if you don't check it. So then you have a choice. Either you yourself say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Borei Peri Haetz, or one would say Haetz, and then everyone will have him in mind, and they answer Amen, and they will have the date. The second choice is better. Why? Because you have a formula, it's called Berob Am Hadrat Melech. When people do things together, one voice, harmony, same tune, same melody, at the same time. Kaddish, Berachot, they say word by word together. Ibn Shalom has an enjoyment. But if one goes 70 miles an hour, the other goes 85, and the other one goes 120, Hashem says, what's happening here? Everybody's racing. So when they say together, it's called Berov Am, Hadrat Melech, is a Hidur.
Sorry, we're not sure about that. So when you do two, because it's very hard, because one says Ki Eshmer HaShabbat, one says Ki Eshmer HaShabbat,
he says, I want to say my tune. That happens in Nachtishach, or Keter, let's say. One likes the melody of the Keter in one way, one the other way.
It's very interesting. Hazan starts with his tune, obviously it's a different tune.
So now you always have to listen to the one that is guiding us. Even though you don't like his tone, but they say whoever that accepts Yisurim Ba'ahava, so you wait,
or whatever the tone is picked, then you follow. They call it Berov Am Hadrat Melech. What does it mean? Berov Am Hadrat Melech. So one says Ha'etz,
and everybody listens. Don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. It's a Amen, and then B'Tavon. But you should have in mind the pomegranate and the apple. When you say one Ha'etz, so you have other Ha'etz on the table. Then we get to Hadamah tomorrow. B'Zad Hashem Yitbarach.
nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.